Blog Talk Radio.
Pray for me. I'm afraid that I'm about to lose it all. Pray for me. I don't need gravity for tears to fall.
Sister Alexandra, thank you guys for joining me today.
I came on today because I felt it deep in my spirit that we are at the end of the year, and we're also at the end where our bills come in. Amen? Our bills are coming in. And I felt that everyone at this time needs a financial breakthrough. We need a financial breakthrough. And I feel that someone on this line today will receive a breakthrough. I pray that everyone is open-minded to receive a breakthrough. Amen. So that's why I called this meeting today, so we can get these bills paid for 2021. And we're going in 2022 blessed. And we kicking 22 in. We're kicking 22 in through financially. We are coming in like a storm in 22 with our financial need being met. Amen. So I want to thank everyone for coming today, and we're going to get started right now. Amen, because I have a lot of praying to do. So if you can't stay for the 30 minutes, and if the Spirit take me over 30 minutes, then if you have to leave, no problem. But if you stay, you will get the bonus. Amen, because I came not to play with the devil, but to slay him off of these, off of our finances, because I know we need a blessing. It's a lot of people blessings just hanging, and we're going to get those blessings through. Amen. We're going to get those blessings through at the end of this year, and we knocking down 22. We kicking in the doors. We will be blessed. Amen. Amen. So here we go. We're going to start. We always start with our prayer over our prayer line. Amen. So amen. Here we go. In the mighty earthquake name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in the wonder-working name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, I invite your presence into this place. I invite the presence of my Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit to join me in this battle against the enemies as we welcome your presence. Amen. I receive the spirit of power, love, and sound mind in Jesus' name. Amen. No demon has the right or the power to attack my mind or anyone on this prayer line's mind, because it is covered by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth in Jesus' name. In the powerful name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, release the angels of war from the kingdom of God. Angels, take your positions against Satan and his demons now and cover the prayer line, the whole air, land, and sea with the blood of Jesus and the fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the bread of life. Let us feast on you and find nourishment for our souls. You are the light of the world. Let us follow you out of the darkness. You are the door. Let us enter the Father's presence in your name. You are the good shepherd. Let us rest in your provision. You are the resurrection and the life. Let us find life and victory in you. You are the way, the true life. Let us love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We pray this in your name. Amen. Today, we are going to be blessed. Amen. We are going to have breakthrough today. So I want us to be like the blessed man that Jesus described in the Bible. Who wouldn't want to be blessed? In both good and bad times, the blessed man thrives and reigns. He is like a tree planted by the waters with its roots spread out by the river. When the heat is on and when the competition heats up, or when there is a financial drought, he doesn't fear or worry. His leaves remain green. He stays young and fresh, and he continues to be fruitful, always succeeding and seeing the desired results, whether in his business, career, family life, or ministry. How do you enjoy the blessings of the blessed man? You look not to man, but to Jesus alone. Looking to Jesus is to meditate on his word, his unmerited favor, and his gift of righteousness. Begin to truly put your trust and hope in Jesus instead of in your own strength or other people. Then get ready to thrive and be bountiful, fruitful, whether times are good or bad. Amen. The world tells you that those with the qualifications, talents, and experience get the jobs, promotions, and high salaries. My friend, though you live in this world as God's beloved child, you need not be limited by it. You have God's favor, his unmerited, unearned, undeserved grace. The race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. For even if you're not the smartest, the strongest, most knowledgeable, or best looking in the natural, God can still give you good success when you depend on his grace. Instead of mulling over your disqualifications, be conscious of God's favor on you. Smile and say, God's favor is all over me. Because of Jesus, I expect good things to happen to me today. Beloved, be conscious of his favor. Believe it, confess it, and you will experience it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So let's get into, I am right now, I'm about to do an activation prayer before we jump into the mainstream. Amen. As God's official legislator and law enforcement agent and ambassador, I come in the name of the resurrected Jesus, who I am and who I serve, that the name of Jesus and every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Psalms 82, 1 through 8. I affect and enforce God's original plans and purposes over and against the plans and purposes of Satan. I decree and declare no internal, no external weapon, be it emotional, financial, social, physical, psychological, interpersonal, spiritual, or organizational, formed against me shall prosper. 1 Samuel 17 through 47. I place upon myself the armor of light and of the Lord, Romans 13 and 12. Strength to cover my loins, Psalms 51 through 6. The breastplate of righteousness to cover my heart and chest cavity, Psalms 5 and 12. The gospel of peace to cover my feet, Isaiah 52 and 7. The shield of faith to defensively and offensively cover my body, Hebrews 10, 38. The helmet of salvation to cover my head, Theologian 5 and 8. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, Revelations 1, 16. The Lord Jesus Christ, Romans 13 and 14. The robe of righteousness, Isaiah 61 and 10. The glory of God is my reward, Isaiah 58 and 8. I declare and decree that the weapons of my warfare are not carnal but mighty through God. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 6. I pull down strongholds, cast down vain imaginations and every high thing that lifts itself against the knowledge of Jesus Christ. My thoughts are now subject to the lordship of Christ. 2 Corinthians 10 through 5. I speak that God's anointing destroy every yoke in my life and that my soul, spirit, and body now function in order according to divine systems of protocol. Amen. This is the year of open heavens. This is the year of supernatural progression. God will do for you in the next 12 months what you could never do for yourself in 12 years. 2022 will be the year of the open heavens and the clouds are clearing. The sun will shine. You can hear me? Hold on 1 second. Okay, here we go. 2022 will be the year of the open heavens, the clouds are clearing. Be characterized by open portals. Look for your divine opportunities and supernatural ideas. He will make you first and not last. You will have dominion. He will cause you to progress. He will supernaturally cause you to accomplish great things. This is not just the era of the pulpit. This is the era of the pew. You are going to break through in your prayer life, and God will release a new governmental anointing on your prayer life. You will no longer pray earthbound prayers. You will be able to make declarations before heaven's Supreme Court, and he will give you supernatural increase and there shall be no more lack. You will decree a thing, and it shall be established. You don't have to settle for a good life. You can have the perfect life. Father, you are perfect in all of your ways. You have measured the borders. You have weighed the mountains and scales in a balance. And I thank you that things are about to shift, that we have entered into a new season. I declare and decree that 2022 will be a year of new beginnings. I decree and declare that the courage, the capacity, the drive, the commitment, and the desire to walk away from old things and into the new is released into your spirit. Now, as we proceed forward into 2022, I decree we will not leave 2021 without seeing the manifestation of those things that were ordained before the foundation of this world. I pray that we will be synchronized to the timing of the Lord and that nothing will be withheld from us. I pray that we will now function without frustration and without hindrance. I decree and declare the heavens and every portal is swinging wide open. And I decree access. I decree that everything in our lives is changing for the best. The struggle is over. In Jesus' name, I command you to break through. Amen. Heavenly Father, we are gathered together and we come into agreement in the wonderful and powerful name of Jesus Christ, where two or more gathered in your name. There you'll be in the midst of them. Matthew 18:19-20. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. The Bible says that if there is any unforgiveness, that it should be dealt with before praying. Therefore, we release any anger, bad feelings, resentment, or any other wrong attitude before you now. We lay it out at your feet, and we release and forgive those who have wronged us. Father, in Jesus' name, there is no distance in the spirit. And we thank you for the listener who deserves prayer for their bills and a financial blessing in Jesus' name. We come to you, Lord Jesus, concerning their financial situation. We know you hear us right now. You already know that they need immediate financial help, even before we pray. We know, Father, you have the answer, and with everything in us, we come to you and ask for the answer. Give those listening revelation and knowledge about what to do and what not to do. We refuse to fear, we refuse to doubt, and we acknowledge you, Father, in everything, including this immediate financial need, and we ask that you direct our steps. We thank you, Father, that according to Philippians 4:19, you should supply all the need of those listening according to your riches and glory by Jesus Christ. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that the listeners to delight themselves in you and your kingdom, because when they do, you promise that you would add everything they need to live. And we speak divine peace over the financial situation and over the lives of those listening. You, O Lord, you are their shepherd, and they do not want. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I want you to get out your credit card and any bills that need to be paid. And I'll give you a minute or two to get it. Amen. So right now, I want you to pick up any bills that you have, any credit cards that you may have, and we're going to go down the line, okay? So let me give you a minute or two to get it. Amen. Amen.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you say that again?
If you have any bills at this time, any bills or credit cards that need to be paid, I'm giving you a minute or two to go and get them and bring them before you, as we pray over your bills and your financial needs right now.
Oh, okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Do, 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 do. okay, we have a sister that's still getting her bills right now. Okay, amen. Amen. Any bills and any credit cards that are not paid, anything that's weighing you down, anything that have you up at night worried about how you're going to pay your bills, I'm asking that you bring all these bills forward right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You ready, sister? Amen. Amen. Okay, we're going forward. Father, in the name of Jesus, I activate the two-edged sword to cut through all poverty, lack, debt, and financial ruin. In Jesus' name, we're going to talk to these bills. First, PG&E bill. Here, where I live in California, we have something called PG&E. It's Pacific Gas and Electric. So it's two bills combined in one. PG&E bill. Your water bill. Amen. Your cable bill. Your garbage bill. Your rental bill. Your car note. Your mortgage bill. Your grocery bill. Your insurance bill. Your cell phone bill. Your gas bill. For those that don't have PG&E, you might have a different company that has one that's electric and one that's gas. So the gas bill, the electric bill, the internet. And if they're having car issues, Father, pay the mechanic bill. I command you to break through in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus, we are touching an agreement on these bills that they be paid in full with some left over in Jesus' name. I declare and I command you to break through in the name of Jesus. Father, we know that the spirit of envy is not a friend, so we dismiss you by the blood of Jesus. We know strife is not a friend. We dismiss you by the blood. Poverty is not welcome. We dismiss you by the blood of Jesus. Jealousy is not welcome. We dismiss you by the blood of Jesus. And stress is definitely not a friend. We dismiss you by the blood of Jesus. I want you to hear it, believe it, and receive it. Declare it and decree it that you are blessed. You are thankful and grateful in Jesus' name. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. Right now, blessings are coming upon those listening, overtaking them now in the name of Jesus. I command you to break through. That mustard seed is growing right now in the spirit. Thank you, Father. Hear it, see it, believe it. Right now, Father, right now, I command you to break through in Jesus' name. I feel somebody will be overtaken by the Father's benefits right now. And I command you to break through in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough, 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 breakthrough. Now, get those credit cards out and spread them on the table. Hold them in your hands. Make contact with them. Amen. Get out that Visa. Get out that MasterCard. Get out that Discover. Get out that debit card. Get out American Express. Get that Citibank card out. Bank of America. Wells Fargo. Chase. Barclay. Diners Club. The reloadable prepaid card. Your credit union card. Your bank card. We are asking for an increase in the banking account, checking or savings right now. We asking for a decrease on the balances in Jesus' name by the blood of Jesus. We are asking for increase by bank account, savings account, IR account. I command you, breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Father, may all those bills and debts be uprooted and paid in full according to your will and your word in the name of Jesus. These bills are no longer there. They are vanishing. They are paid for. They are in flight. They are paid in Jesus' name. And I command you to break through. Whatever is holding you back from going forward, to prosper, be bound and caged, to release your blessing now. I command you to break through. poverty. If you're kicking at the door, poverty. If you're knocking at the door, I sentence you to hell, never to come near my home. In the name of Jesus, I command you to break through. It's about to be tax time. Prayers go up for a nice financial return. In Jesus' name, I command you to break through. Break through. In the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you continue to hear our prayer and our request. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. So, Father God, thank you today. Thank you for hearing our prayers and requests. Thank you, Father, for the breakthrough, because today somebody is going to have a breakthrough. Because, see, we're not going to let these bills hold us back financially. These bills are paid. Amen. These bills are paid in the name of Jesus. Right now, I ask for a breakthrough through the supernatural. See, I don't have the power. God has the power, and his presence is here. Everyone on this line that hear the sound of my voice, God is working on your situation right now. Believe it and receive it. God is working on your situation right now. So you make sure you got those bills up there, and make sure that you are in agreement with your mind. Amen, because these bills will be paid. And we know that in the next couple of days, bills are coming due. We have a due date on every bill that's mailed to us. Amen. And these bills will be paid. There will be no strife. Amen. There will be no strife. There will be no debt. There will be no crying. There will be no crying and gnashing of teeth at home. There will be no depression. I won't be able to pay my bills. We won't have that. We didn't come to play with the devil. We came to slay the devil. Amen. Because he can't keep us from our financial blessing. That is not allowed. Amen. In the name of Jesus, it's not allowed. Amen. So therefore, these bills will be paid. Amen. Those bills that you have out in the name of Jesus will be paid, because we have a breakthrough. We have an advocate. Amen. We have an ambassador that's speaking to the supernatural. And we're asking in the name of Jesus. Amen. In agreement with more than two or more on the line, that these bills will be paid. Amen. And these bills will be paid in 2022. We're going to knock down 2022 so that everyone on this line is blessed. Everyone on this line will be blessed. That's within the sound of my voice. We not taking it. We not laying down. We are true fighters. And I have activated the sword of Jesus Christ to let the devil know that you will not be hanging up our blessings. You will release them in the name of Jesus. You will release them, because we are the children of the one true God, and you will not hang up our blessings. Amen. You will not. You will not. You will not. Breakthrough. 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 Breakthrough in the name of Jesus right now. Breakthrough. And breakthrough in the name of Jesus. And faith, go to work. Faith, that's what you do right now. You go to work. You get on those bills. Amen. You get on those bills. Amen. We walk by faith and not by sight. So faith will take care of the bills. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And as long as we have the mindset, you will be blessed. You will get something back from your taxes. You will be getting an extra stimulus check. You will be blessed. You will be walking in blessings in 22. You will be going in and coming out in blessings, and everything that you put your feet on will be blessed. Amen. So we are not lying down in 22. We will see prosperity, because it is a promise from God that we will prosper. And we will not lay down and let the devil and his imps come and put his hands on our money, our children, our family, our finances, our health. Amen. So we are going at it in 2022, and we ain't taking no prisoners. We ain't taking nothing negative, and we are going to fight and we will be in this fight until the end. Amen. So we are going to be kicking down doors, amen, through prayer, and we will be blessed. We will have rapport to come on and say on Friday and Sunday. We will have some blessings to share with our brothers and sisters online, because God is going to transform. He's making a shift right now. He knows that you're in this circle and we're all in it together. Amen. So this is a blessing right now for you. The doorways are swinging wide open and your blessing is coming through. Don't let anyone tell you that you're not blessed. Don't let anyone tell you you're not the child of the Most High. Don't let anyone tell you that you can't do it. Don't let anyone tell you you're not good enough, or you're not pretty enough, or you're not blessed enough, or you don't make enough money. Don't let anyone tell you anything that is not of God. Anything that is not positive is not of God. We are walking in blessings. Amen. We are walking in expectations. Hallelujah. And we are the children of God. And we will continue to walk in the light of our one true God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So today we are being financially blessed, and the windows of prosperity is open, and those bills are just the beginning. So I want you guys to get ready in 2022. I want you guys to be ready to plant a seed in 2022, and I already told you guys that I am going to show everyone that come on the salt of the earth how to make money. You can make money, or it's up to you. If it's something that you don't want to do, you don't have to. But I will be putting it out on the platform for those that want to see if they want to make money. Amen. I am going to put that out there. And I'm going to continue to pray for everyone on this line, because God want to see you prosper. He want to see you prosper. We don't want to see you down rotten and walked over. Amen. He don't want to see you walked on. He don't want to see people talking about you. He don't want that. You're a child of God. Your light shines wherever you go. Amen. Have you ever had people walk up to you and say, oh, I know you from somewhere. That's that light of God in you. They don't know you. You don't even know them. You don't know them from the person that you just seen walking down the street. But that light that's inside of you is shining, and everyone sees it. That's why everybody thinks they know you, because that's the light of God that's upon you. Amen. So I just want you to know that you are walking in blessings. I want you to keep your mind on the prize, and the prize is Jesus Christ. Amen. The prize is Jesus Christ. I want you to keep your mind ready to receive blessings. I want you to be humble. I want you to be grateful. Have the attitude of gratefulness. Amen. And humble yourself, and you'll see the Lord opening up doors. Amen. You'll see things that you thought wouldn't happen is happening. You'll see people changing their minds about they didn't want to give you a chance, and now they're giving you a chance. I want you to stay positive. I want you to be ready for those blessings and be expecting every day that something different is going to happen. As long as you keep your mind high and keep your mind on the Lord, I promise you, and God promised you, and I'm not supposed to promise you. Let me take that back, but only God can make a promise. But God promises you that he will open up doors. And if God is for us, who can be against us? I don't care who it is. If God is for us, who can be against us? So just know, whenever you get in any kind of trouble, call on the name of God. No matter where you are, call on the name of God in your mind, under your breath, and you let him know, Father, I am in a situation. The police just pulled me over. I'm in a situation. I'm at the hospital. I'm in a situation. You call on him, and you will see that he will answer you. Not the way you want, but the way he sees fit. Amen. Because he knows better. And you will see yourself coming out of that darkness into the light. So you give God that opportunity. And I gave you guys instructions on how to hear the word of God, the voice of God. Amen. So I want you guys to keep using that exercise, because God will be talking to you. And I don't want you to get his voice confused with nobody else's voice. Amen. Because that's how he's going to tell you things that will benefit you in the future. Amen. So I want you to be on alert, and I want you to have a relationship with him. So when he talks to you and tell you sister or brother, I need you to do this. And when you do it, all of a sudden you got a check in your hand, or somebody coming that owed you money for years coming to pay up. And you like, I never thought he would pay up. Well, that's God. That's how he works. If you got money in the universe, he gonna see that you get it. All you have to do is stand strong, be strong-minded, and know that God will find a way to get your money to you. Nobody will keep your funds from you. Only the person that's going to keep your funds from you is the devil. The devil is the only one that will try to keep your money from you. But God will see to it that you get it as long as you stay in his will and in his way. And keep on feeding your mind and look into every day as the best day. Start your day off positive, thanking God when you first wake up. And I promise you, you will have a good day. People will speak to you. People will smile. Just do the opposite of what you've been doing. You do the opposite of what you was doing where you wasn't getting any results. Now let's do the opposite of that. Do something positive so we can see some results. Because God is not holding anything from you. That is yours. That is yours by inheritance. That is yours by his word. So he is not holding anything from you. We are holding it from ourselves because we don't know how to conduct ourselves to get our blessings. But if we do the right things, can't nothing stop your blessing. If this is your blessing to have a house, God is not going to give it to your sister, your best friend, your cousin. That's your house. Your name is on that house, not their name. Your name is on that car, not their name. Your name is on that check, not their name. Amen. So you just position yourself to receive your blessings. Position yourself to receive your prosperity in 2022 and be ready for that breakthrough. Be ready for that windfall because it's coming. It's coming. Faith is on its way out there now. He is being activated by the word of God. He is being activated right now. So all you have to do is just continue to walk in the word, and I promise you, you will have money coming through your door, coming through your mailbox. People will come back and pay you that owe you. You might get a check from something long, long time ago that you forgot about, that you don't even think about no more. So God is going to open up prosperity to you. And we're going into 22 making sure that you get every dime that belongs to you that has your name on it. So I want you to keep coming back and keep getting your prayers answered, and keep getting your financial life in order so that you can walk in blessings and not in strife, so you can walk in blessings and not in poverty, so you can walk in blessings and not in need. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So everyone on this line, within the sound of my voice, the Lord has opened up a portal for you for your blessings to come through. Now, he says if you take one step, he'll take two. I just activated the door of prosperity for you. Amen. So now I'm asking you to believe it and receive it and walk through that door and get your blessing. It's no reason for you not to have your blessings. Amen. So I'm asking
Amen.
That you walk through that door and get your blessings, because your name is on checks. Your name is on incoming checks, prosperity. You might even pick up a house. You might be able to get a house. Somebody might feel that they want to give you something, something big, a house. Somebody might want to go into business with you. Amen. So just be ready, because it has been activated. And all I need you to do is like the word say. God say you take one step, he's going to take two. And he is right now. He has opened the door of opportunity, has opened the windows of heaven. Now you walk through that door and you go get your blessing. You go get your blessing with your name on it. Amen? Amen. So that was my topic for today, the financial blessing, the financial breakthrough. Believe it and receive it, and you will be blessed. You will see a change. You will see a shift. So I'm telling you to go and get your blessings, because your name, you have some blessings up there that the devil has held back from you, and you know it yourself. You know that it's a lot of money in the universe with your name on it, and it just didn't come through. But right now, we're going to ask the Lord to bring all those blessings that are owed to you. Open up the door. And we asking him to open up the door so that you can get your blessing. Amen. And that's what we just did. We just activated it for you. So all you need to do is just step through that door and be blessed. And so in 22, we're going to continue to pray with you through 22 so that your financial life can get in order with God. We're going to line it up so you can get those blessings and you can get those checks that you deserve and those promotions you deserve and anything that your heart desire and not be in need but prospering. And planting on good ground, amen, planting on good ground and prospering because that's what he wants us to do, amen. So we should not be in need. Sometimes we do all have a little spike where we fall down, but we get back up. Dust ourselves off and get back up, amen.
Amen.
Because that blessing is waiting. You can't wallow. If you fall down, you just get yourself right back up, brush yourself off, and keep on stepping. Keep on stepping, amen?
Amen.
So I want to thank everybody for coming on. Like I said, I just activated the portals of your prosperity. Now the Lord wants to see you do one thing. And he said, you do one step, I will take two. And he's going to take two in the direction so you can be blessed. So these bills will be paid. Amen. And he don't want you to suffer. He don't want you to go through any of that stuff. So 2022 is going to be a better year. And we're going to leave all this old stuff behind us in 2021, what didn't work and all that stuff. We're leaving all negativity behind us in 22. We're going high-minded into 22 so we can be blessed. So we can be blessed and everybody will know we blessed. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So I want to thank everybody for coming on the line today. I'm not going to hold you any longer. I just needed to get that out that was in my spirit that some people need to be blessed. They have their blessings held up. They got bills that need to be paid that's coming up in a couple of days or that's coming up. Amen. So we want to put the blessing on the table for everyone so everyone can eat. Everyone can be blessed. Amen. We don't want any lack in the circle. We don't want anybody hiding that they're not doing well. We want you to be well in your body as well as financially in your pockets and in your purses and in your wallet. Amen. We want you to be blessed in your health as well. We don't want you to worry about this COVID. We don't want you to worry about this Omicron, whatever they're calling it. We don't want you to worry about that because we want you to be blessed in your health as well, you and your family. Amen. So we want you to stay high-minded. High-minded. That means a Christ-like mind. High-minded. Keep your mind on Christ. Amen. And he will get you through this. So whether you took the shot or not, that's your decision. But as long as you keep your mind on Christ, amen, if God is for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So do anyone have a prayer request or a need at this time? Amen. Because if no one have a prayer request or a need, then we can go ahead and close up so you guys can finish out the rest of your day. But I just wanted to come online and bless your pocketbooks, your wallets, and bless your health so you could go forward. And I'm praying everyone's mind stays high. I'm praying for the Christ-like mind. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So if there is no one that needs any prayer or any time or anything at this time, because I just got through opening up the portal and watch it come in. It's going to come in. It might come in a little bit at a time, but it's coming. Just stay hopeful and prayed up. It's coming. Keep your eyes on him. It's coming. And always be expecting. And don't forget to be thankful and grateful. Thankful for what you already have and grateful what's on the way. Because it's coming. Amen.
Amen.
So we want to thank everyone for coming today. We enjoyed your presence, and we send love and blessings with you and the love of Christ and the hedge of protection until we meet next week. So now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present yourself flawless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. I want to thank everyone for coming on today, and I want you to stay blessed protected, and you know you are loved. Amen. You are loved. And I thank everyone for coming on. Amen, amen, and amen. Prosper. Be blessed and prosper in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Might as well put your hands together. Control. I got Satan on my trail.